This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Episode number 35. I'm Veronica Belmont.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And we have a new book to talk about tonight.
Yes, as you probably remember from the last episode, we're going to be kicking off World War Z by Max Brooks.
Yay! Awesome book.
Hallelujah, full of zombies. we know that not everyone is into the zombies.
Yeah, I went back and read some of the comments from the poll, the original poll, and I didn't realize that even though the majority of you voted World War Z, there were a lot of you who were like, zombies, meh, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of hate to go along with the love. So, you know, that gives you a chance to branch out, try some of the other books we've been talking about, circle back with us next time, you know.
You know, I actually had a thought about this.
Yeah.
There's a function of Goodreads for book clubs where you can actually put the next book that you can read or some kind of side book. And I was thinking that since it came in second place, maybe we should put The Blade itself in at second read.
You're saying that because you've already read it, right?
No, I'm reading it now. But I already read World War Z.
Yeah, no, I think that's
an ancillary discussion.
And I would like to read The Blade itself.
Itself.
Yes, I'd like to read The Blade itself.
So I thought that would maybe appease some of the zombie haters out there.
And to you zombie haters, I should say, why not give World War Z a try? Because it is not your typical zombie book. It is not, you're going to be surprised with what you get here. It's as we will go into, it's sort of a pseudo documentary. So why not listen to the setup on this episode and then decide if you think, no, it's still not for me.
I think that's a good compromise. But anyway, we should probably get to some of the news going around. You put this one in about the new Stephen King thing on TV, on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, Haven is a new series based on Stephen King's novella, The Colorado Kid, and it is coming to Sci-Fi Friday, July 9th at 10 p.m. So if you're a fan of the novella, you'll get a look at FBI agent Audrey Parker, who is played by Emily Rose, arriving in Haven, Maine to solve the murder of a local ex-con and discovering that the town appears to be a refuge for supernatural people.
And discovering herself along the way.
Of course. but, you know, it's good Stephen King-ness. So if you're into that sort of thing, you might want to check it out. It's a summertime series on Sci-Fi, which in the past haven't always gone so well. But this one looks like it has potential.
Interesting. Do you think it's going to be scary or do you think it's going to be more X-Files-y?
I think as scary as X-Files got, I think that's what we're looking at here.
It
seems to have that kind of tone to it.
I think I can manage that. You know how I am with scary things.
I know. You don't like the super scary.
I don't do so well. And then another interesting piece of news, Larry Niven's Ringworld is apparently going to become some kind of interactive guide.
Yes, Dennis Antonori has created a guide that teems with information, according to io9.com. It's the equivalent of Google Maps for Ringworld. It lets you zoom in on key locations and tool around. So if you're a fan of the Niven and a fan of the Ringworld, you're going to definitely have to check this out at dennisantonori.com/resources/ringworld. And of course, we'll put the link in our show notes at swordandlaser.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm not really sure what's going on.
Have you read Ringworld?
Yeah, I read some of it. Hold on. This is not interesting. I mean, I didn't mean it's not interesting. I meant to say it's not working. And then I said, interesting. Not related.
Yeah, but it's got stats. It's got kind of, you know, your ability to zoom in and out on different points. Check out the stars.
It's the next best thing to going there.
Absolutely. It's Google Earth for Ringworld. Pretty awesome.
Now, some news that just hit the internets recently, because I believe it was played with the new episode of True Blood, that went out tonight, which, of course, I'm sure you and Eileen were paying close attention to.
Yes, yes. We watched every single drop of it.
I need to talk to you guys about that sometime because I've read all the books up to date, and I want to know the disparities between the TV show and the books.
Are you not watching the TV show?
I'm not watching the TV show. I started watching it, and then it was a little too nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah. According to Eileen, who has also read the books, the beginning of this season's episode diverged quite a bit from the book. A lot of things are different. But the reason we're talking about it on Sword and Laser is
but I digress.
The Game of Thrones teaser was shown right before the episode of True Blood began.
Yeah, let's take a listen to it.
Winter's coming.
Well, that wasn't very much, was it?
Well, you didn't get to hear very much on an audio version. And you actually didn't even get to see that much. It was funny. When it started, Josh Lawrence, who was over here watching it with us, and I both immediately were like,
oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then it was like, they showed a little bit. They showed a little bit. And we're like, oh, is that all? And then they showed a little more. And we're like, oh. And it's... just looks amazing.
Yeah, I think I got glimpses of maybe Sansa and maybe Arya. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm just assuming because I saw two females. And maybe that wasn't even a female.
But it just, you know, it was a taste. You get a little bit of the flavor there.
2011.
Thanks to Will for tipping us off in the Goodreads forum about that.
That is a long time from now. 2011.
I know. It's a long time to wait.
It's killing me. I really want to see that show immediately. And hey, but in the meantime, also coming out in 2011, I believe, the Name of the Wind author Patrick Rothfuss is coming out with the next book in the trilogy, The Wise Man's Fear. It has an official publication date, and
yes,
that is March 1st, 2011.
Look at Patrick Rothfuss, George R. R. Martin. Why is everything coming in 2011? Well, it gives me a chance to read The Name of the Wind because that's on my list as well.
You haven't read that yet?
No, I need to get into that.
Get out.
I know.
No,
I
really. Get out of my podcast.
I've been fired.
Get out. You're fired. Get out of my podcast. You're effing fired. No, it's wonderful. You really should pick it up. I think it would make really good summer reading for you.
It has been recommended to me by many different people, and I already read World War Z, and so I'm doing the audiobook, which is abridged, unfortunately, but it's read by an all-star cast, as we mentioned last week, so it's pretty cool to hear the different voices come alive.
And I've also mentioned,
I do Name of the Wind.
I wanted to mention, before I forget, that Naomi Novik's His Majesty's Dragon, or Her Majesty's Dragon, the Temeraire novels, the first one is free again on Kindle right now. Hopefully it will still be free by the time you listen to the show, but I have turned a lot of people onto that book, and if you want to get it for free right now, now would be a good time, because it is. Free.
Another good group discussion going on at the Goodreads forum is from Alden O'Neill. Zombies, they are a changin'. He writes, my first experience with zombies was probably Michael Jackson's Thriller, or a particularly scarring Halloween episode of the Hogan family. Back then, my fear was based on being trapped by a mob, which has been a staple of zombie literature since at least Night of the Living Dead. Now, though, as was mentioned by someone in another thread, a lot of zombie fiction has taken a turn to focus more on society after the outbreak. In both 28 Days Later and The Waking Dead, the main character wakes up after the upheaval has largely passed. There's still that fear of the mob, but stories are more focused on the post-apocalyptic scenario. Alden asks, what's your preference? Is this a natural progression? What do we want our zombie fiction to evolve into next?
Yeah, everything's kind of the roadish. You know, like that traipsing through a post-apocalyptic landscape with the fear of zombies after you.
Yeah. I am not as much of a fan of the mob surrounded me and how do I get out of it? Like, you know, the Dawn of the Dead, 28, or the Waking Dead, that sort of, or not sort of Waking Dead, but Night of the Living Dead sort of thing. I'm more of a fan of the 28 Days later, that Walking Dead, everything is, you know, gone to hell and the zombies are still out there and you have to watch out. They're an ever present danger. But, you know, we're in this post apocalyptic landscape. I'm a sucker for a post apocalyptic landscapes.
Mm-hmm. And what's different, Doug actually just commented 15 minutes ago on this thread. He says, I think that a zombie post apocalyptic scenario is much cleaner than your normal post apocalyptic scenario. I have trouble saying post-apocalyptic sometimes. Zombies are a clear-cut enemy. They're always evil, and there's no moral quandary about killing them.
Yeah, and in World War Z, they really do a good character study of the zombie along the way. They really explore, like, well, when you're fighting a zombie, the zombie doesn't have any home to protect. It doesn't have supply lines. It doesn't lose morale.
Yeah.
You know, this is not, you can't fight a propaganda war against the zombie. It just keeps coming. And there's a great section in there that you'll read about how a zombie is the epitome of total war.
The battle for Yonkers.
Yeah, it is the only thing that is actually total war because the zombie never stops.
Nope.
It continues to kill and come at you no matter what you do, unless you blow its brains out.
Exactly. And hey, we had some emails actually since the last show. Leaf wrote in from Oakland. I've just started listening to Sword and Laser. Had to get a Tom fix after he left BOL. I'm going to pretend like I was never on BOL for that comment. That's cool. Whatever. I'm a bit late on this discussion, but on the topic of books where Earth is destroyed, in the Death Gate cycle novels, the Earth is sundered and used to make four new worlds, plus a small gateway world and a living prison world, each based on one of the four elements. That's about as destroyed as you can get. I was also wondering whether either of you have read Neal Stephenson's first novel, The Big U, which has fantastical elements, although it would be more accurately described as satire than fantasy or sci-fi. This is actually my favorite of his novels because it does not take itself all that seriously. I do love your show.
The Big U. Thanks, Leaf. I will add that to my ever-growing list. I can't believe there's a Stevenson that I missed, but I've missed The Big U.
Yeah.
And as far as the Deathgate cycle, that sounds like a very wise use of resources. You know, we talk about recycling and reuse a lot in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to destroy the Earth, turning it into four new worlds plus a gateway world and a living prison world is really making good reuse.
It's recycling. In the ultimate sense.
It's very Earth-friendly.
Oh, maybe.
Not so much.
All right, well, I think that's all we've got for this week. You're getting the show a little bit early, hopefully, if I have some time to edit it tomorrow before Texilla taping. But I'm going to be gone all next week at E3. What about you? Are you going to E3?
I am not. I am anchoring the E3 coverage from the home base at the Twit Cottage in Petaluma. So I will be covering it, but just not from E3. Leo and Brian Brushwood are going down there for Twit.
Oh, great. And I will be on Twit next week for a recap episode of Excellent. All that went down while I was there. And so, yeah, and we'll have another taping, I believe, next Sunday as well, if you're able to make it, because I have to go back to LA for another week after that and won't be there on Monday night.
But don't forget, World War Z, the good, inspired by Studs Terkel's The Good War, it's an oral history of the zombie war. Really done well, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
I hope you do too. And that's it for this episode. If you want to email us, you can do so at theswordandlaser@gmail.com. Check out the website, swordandlaser.com, and make sure you follow all the discussions happening on Goodreads.
Don't forget our partner, StickerFoo. Use the code SWORD1 and get 10% off the stickers at stickerfu.com.
Haha, I'm not the only one who can't talk tonight.
No, you are not.
You are not that guy.
That thing.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.